Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
Today on State of the World, a surprising sight in war, a bakery. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. It's Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Greg Dixon. In Rafah, Gaza, there is now a professional bakery back in business. This is surprising in a place that is growing increasingly desperate. The city is swollen with Palestinians displaced from the north. People are living in tents and waiting hours in line for bread. And Israel is threatening to invade for a final battle against Hamas. NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, brings us to the bakery and tells us why its existence is meaningful to Gazans.
Maybe I'm one of the most luckiest to be watching the master chef himself while he's doing his magic of making cakes. Mr. Ibrahim is garnishing the cake with all of the cream. It's the peanut butter cream with coconut and some sprinkles. When he wants just like to assemble the cake, he transfer it like he's dealing with a little infant with much care.
Ibrahim Abouhani is a professional baker with shops across Gaza. But he did not plan on making cakes during this war. He had to flee his home like most people in Gaza and opened his cake shop just to the people in order to charge their phones. And it was for free. There is no electricity now in Gaza. And his bakery runs on solar power. But a month ago, a man walked into the shop and asked for a cake. The man said that his own son got injured in the war. And when he woke up from the anesthesia, he said, "Where is the birthday cake you promised me?" The baker hesitated, but agreed to take his order. As he was baking the cake, someone else walked in. He said his little daughter was scared by the war and wanted to throw her a little party. Little by little, Abouhani was baking again, and he was shocked by the demand for cake. One man came in as Abouhani was closing the bakery. The man said he was getting married that very night. He begged, "It's the night of my life, and I'm living in a tent." The baker couldn't resist. He made him a cake. The baker says, 2 hours ago, someone called me and said, "I'm embarrassed to come to the shop. I'm in a shelter. Ever since we passed by your shop, my child has been asking for a cake. He couldn't afford a whole cake and asked for a smaller one." The baker told him to pay whatever he could. Some people and customers come in and ask for a bag that's not see-through, so the other people in the tent camp do not get jealous of their cake. Abouhani struggles to find ingredients. Supplies are so low in Gaza. Sugar and eggs cost a fortune, so he's not making a profit. He says he feels bad buying flour on the black market, flour that belongs to the United Nations to give away as aid. But he says it's worth it to see the joy in his customers' eyes. He can't find the cream he used to buy. He has buttercream, but he says Gazans don't like it. They like lighter cream, so he's trying to recreate it from scratch. And he closes the bakery whenever he needs to test a new recipe. That's the thing about Abouhani. He doesn't want to sell something that's not first rate. He says that the people of Gaza deserve it. Even in their worst desperation, they have standards. And he has standards. The war has not changed that. He says, "We are not a garbage dump. We are not a place where people will eat just anything. People in Gaza have very refined taste." It might sound shocking. A cake shop in Rafah, when elsewhere in Gaza, especially in the north, Gaza people are suffering extreme hunger. But Abouhani says Gazans buy cake because they choose happiness. He says, we Gazans love life. People are pushing themselves to hope because there are no other option.
I'm still watching Mr. Ibrahim while he's making his cakes. And I'm very overwhelmed with that. Seeing it after 140 days of war, someone in Gaza who just like wants to share all of the love and happiness by making some cakes is making me, myself, happy.
For NPR News, I'm Anas Baba in Rafah, Gaza.
That's the State of the World from NPR. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.